I want to tell you a quick story about boarding school. Who's had a boarding school? Anyone know what a boarding school is? Yeah, well, I didn't either until I went to one. When I grew up in Broken Hill, I went to the Catholic high school. But the trouble was that the Catholic high school only went to year 10. Who likes doing schoolwork? No one's putting their hands up in a hurry here. I didn't like it much either, but my mum and dad wanted me to go to a Christian school, but there wasn't one that went to year 11 and 12 in Broken Hill, so they sent me to what's called a boarding school. And that's a place where you go and live, and there's like a dormitory where you sleep, and you actually live at the school. Can you imagine living at school? I mean, you get up and there's your school. You're still there all day, and you never go home. And it was kind of funny. But anyway, what happened was that I went to school at this boarding school and I was 15 at the time. And you know what? I'd always lived at home with my mum and dad and I'd always had the friends that I had at school. And so I was going to a new place and that was kind of scary. And you know what? My mum and dad helped me up with my suitcase. They found my bed and then they said, okay, we're going to go now. And they left and they drove back 1,000 kilometres to Broken Hill. And I was all by myself. Anyway, there's all these other kids in the dormitory because there was about 50 kids all sleeping in one big room. If you can imagine the smell, whoa, that was kind of scary. But there were all these strange, scary-looking kids I didn't know much about. And you know what? Some of them looked really tough and mean. And like, oh, I got a bit scared, to be honest, because I didn't know anyone. And so I had this bed, and so I stayed in the bed. And anyway, the night time came. And you know what? They turned off the lights and we all went to sleep. And I'm going to tell you something here. Guess what I did? In my bed, alone, I cried. I was so sad. I was all alone. I had no friends. And I was trying to keep it quiet because I knew the guy who in the bed next to me was one of these tough football playing guys. And I didn't want him to think that I was not tough too. I wasn't tough. Because I was crying. And you know what this guy did? He leaned over and he said, "Don't worry, I'll look after you and I'll help you out tomorrow." And he was friendly to me. And I was amazed because he was really nice to me. And so I stopped crying and I went to sleep. And the next day he helped me out and he showed me where everything was and where to go for breakfast and what to do. And he was really nice to me. You know, he didn't have to be, but he was. And it made me feel a lot better. And I wonder whether you've ever seen anyone who might be alone or look a little bit scared. And I wonder what we could do if we saw someone like that. What do you think? Because you know what? I think Jesus does that. I think Jesus did that a lot. He saw people who were scared and alone and hurting. And he went over and helped them, didn't he? So I wonder if we can do that. Even kids can do that if they see another kid who looks a bit scared and alone. I think we can do what Jesus would do and go and talk to them. What do you reckon? Yeah? All right, kids, you can go back to your seat now.